Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am very glad that you're doing that. And we got Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, and we've benefited from her immensely since she's joined us. She's one of our top social media experts. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's here to talk to us about how to get a little more critical mass in our social media activity. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Kathy, one of the things that's happening with social media that I know you want to talk about today is the multimedia parts of social media, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everything is very multimedia today. I think it's the shortened attention span everybody has.
which is not to indicate that that's a good thing either, though. But it's just it's what we have, right?
It's what happened. It's what has happened, and so everybody likes videos and photos, and people don't want to sit down and read a whole lot today.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've done, I took a hit on myself earlier because I said we're not doing as good a job with photos and videos as we ought to be doing, but there is something we have been doing to help out our Brain Trust members especially, and that is to give them the ability to embed, for example, you do this, when you're on the show, we give you these interviews, and you can embed those in your social media, on your blog. And so you can write up a little bit about the visit and then stick the interview in there, and it's embedded in the stuff. So that's a little multimedia. So I feel like maybe we're not too far behind, Kathy.
No, you're not too far behind. It's just, you know, everybody wants to have that fast information. And you know, they can also feed their blog posts to different sites, and that helps as well. Mm-hmm. So there's those tools. FeedBurner is owned by Google, and a lot of people use that to just make sure they're getting those blog posts out, whether they're videos or photos or text.
Right. Well, and videos are really being indexed highly these days by Google, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize there's different types of videos you might use in your business. So you might have testimonials, or maybe it's a training video, and you don't want to mix and match where they're stored and have people accessing the wrong video at the wrong time.
Okay, so explain what you mean.
Okay, so say I'm on a video and I'm watching a testimonial video, and when it finishes,
testimonial meaning a customer's bragging on this company.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
so
right.
Somebody is giving you a great testimonial, and that's what you want. You want to send people to hear about your testimonials. But then all of a sudden, when that video finishes, if you are using the traditional YouTube, you know, download, or you've uploaded it to YouTube and you're using that, sometimes then you're going to get a whole series of other videos after that that shows up at the bottom.
Right.
And they may not be congruent to what you want.
So you're saying they might actually be detrimental. Maybe poor taste or something like that. I mean, they don't allow
based on keywords.
Right. Could be a competitor. It could be something that was not consistent with your values. Well, how do you prevent that from happening?
Right. So what they want to do is set up a separate video account for different purposes. And I use Vidler or Vimeo. I use some other sites, not just YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have training videos that you only want them to be private, and you're letting people access them.
Now I've done that. I did that. I did a little montage of photographs of my grandson's football,
yeah,
some football plays that they made, and we put up a site on YouTube, a page on YouTube, where only we could get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can do that with
you can do that where only your customers can see your stuff there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit harder to control at YouTube, where mm-hmm. some of the other sites I use to manage that better. So, and you know, when we're talking about training videos, a lot of companies are using Amazon S3 for their videos to store them.
Huh.
If they're using a lot, but if you don't have a lot, Amazon S3 might be more than you need,
mm-hmm.
and a Vimeo paid account, a paid and a private account might be better.
So Vimeo or Vidler, you say you use that Vidler or Vimeo. Now, what are those two groups? Those two what sites do?
Well, they're very similar to a YouTube. It's just another video service, and sometimes I find that having different accounts help for different purposes. So
now, do you pay for Vimeo and Vidler?
I have a free Vidler account, but they both have free accounts, and then they have paid accounts.
I want to talk about the paid thing a minute, folks. If you're in business and you're serious about what you're doing, think about using the paid versions of anything anybody's selling, because you have more control over those. You can demand performance for those people, and the cost is usually not too much. I typically, when I'm serious about something in my business, when I'm doing something I'm that serious about, I don't mind buying the professional version of it. What do you think, Kathy?
Right. I agree. Well, the other thing is you're going to get ads sometimes from some of the free services appearing.
Yeah.
And you may not want that ad showing up.
If you really want it to be all about you, you might have to lay out a couple of extra shekels. But again, as I said, the price is usually is pretty affordable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually, like, mm-hmm. I think Vimeo's one of their paid services is like $30 a year.
Yeah.
We're not talking a lot of money here.
No. Go ahead and pop for the pro version, folks, and have a little more control. If you're just hanging out with your family, maybe it's no big deal. But if you're serious about the business, and go ahead and get the paid version. We're going to come back, and when we do, we're going to get Kathy to talk to us about how to create a profile on Google. Did you know you could do that? 20 after. Stay with us. Kathy Perry is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.